In local news, we are past the holiday season peak for respiratory viral infections. The CDC's COVID dashboard for the week ending on February 24th shows hospital admission levels are low in about 80% of the counties in North Carolina, including Buncombe County, and high in 0%. They are low in more than 90% of the counties in the U.S., and high in less than 1%. Admissions have decreased in the U.S., North Carolina, and Buncombe County from the previous week. About 3% of the deaths in North Carolina were due to COVID, the third lowest level of six groups. Emergency room visits for COVID-19 are low in North Carolina. This is about 2% of all ER visits, the second lowest level of five groups. Wastewater monitoring can be used to provide early warning for COVID outbreaks. The Buncombe and Henderson counties wastewater data on the North Carolina COVID dashboard for the week ending on February 21st shows the number of viral gene copies in each water sample is at a red level, representing the highest level of five groups, currently between the 80th and 100th percentile relative to the past level measured at the same site. The 15-day rate of change of the number of viral gene copies in each water sample has increased from the previous week, between 10 to 99%, the second level of three groups for a positive rate of change. The CDC's weekly flu surveillance report for the week ending on February 24th indicates that North Carolina is at a moderate level. The CDC reported that the three-week average for the percent positivity for RSV PCR tests in North Carolina for the week ending on February 24th shows that it continues to decrease to below 2%. The North Carolina Respiratory Virus Summary Dashboard for the week ending on February 24th shows that the percentage of emergency room visits for people with respiratory virus symptoms has decreased. COVID and flu hospital admissions have decreased. There were more COVID admissions than flu.